So, Peter Campbell, sports editor of the Donegal Democrats, we're looking at the weekend's Donegal Senior Championship fixtures, where the second round of games took place. We'll start with last night. Glenswilly upset at the hands of Four Masters. A big performance by the Donegal Town men, but the Glen men are now under pressure.
Oh, definitely. I think that's the result of the championship so far. And, you know, there would have been a huge surprise over a win, but the margin of the victory, I think, maybe sent bigger shockwaves, and it leaves Glenswilly in a very, very difficult position. If Glenfinn won their last game at home to Four Masters, I can't see Glenswilly being able to beat Milford enough to actually qualify. And then if Four Masters win, they'll automatically be qualified. So at the moment, it doesn't look like Glenswilly, who most people would have tipped to have topped that group. They're in a very, very perilous position, and given the performance last night, I suppose, you know, they seem to have gone back quite a way, because Four Masters would have been regarded as one of the, I suppose, the weaker teams of the 16 playing in the Senior Championship. They were relegated to Division 3 just a couple of weeks ago, and had been playing very, very poorly all year. Certainly we didn't see this one coming.
Definitely not. Glenn have a lot of work to do. We've seen in previous years that they pulled out results that were required in the last of the games in the groups. But is it a bit different maybe with Glenswilly this year?
I think, you know, they're 8 points, points difference with them and Glenfinn. And even if both teams won their last game, it's very hard to see where, you know, if Glenfinn only won it by a point, it would mean that Glenswilly would have to defeat Milford by 9 points or 9 or 10 points, which is a tall order given their present, but it's not beyond them. But at the moment, I suppose the safe money would be on either Glenfinn or Four Masters going through, whoever wins that game.
Yeah, it's a big championship performance by Milford, 2-1 out of 2. We know they're going to top the group. They were relegated out of Division 1, but they have really come on during the championship, Peter.
Yeah, that's the success story of the group. You know, they got a big win against a very ordinary performance from Four Masters the previous week, but that was a big win at home against Glenfinn, who, you know, won the intermediate last year, and you know, they would have been fancying themselves. But Milford, certainly, on last year's form, it wasn't a surprise that they beat Glenfinn, and now that the other results have gone for them, they're through.
Yeah. Let's now move to Group A. St Eunan's, Gweedore and St Michael's can all have an opportunity, rather, of qualifying out of this group, but one of them's going to lose out. It's Michael's against Eunan's this coming weekend. Our draw host, Gweedore. And who's it going to be, Peter? That's the big question.
Yeah, the big game is at the Bridge. I suppose St Michael's probably disappointed them. Maybe they didn't get something out of the game at the weekend against Gweedore. Difficult conditions again. That's for the second week in a row. I think Gweedore have been playing very, very poor playing conditions, but they did get back on track, and they obviously needed to. You would expect them to go to Ardra and win, even though they're not playing anywhere near the form that they showed last year. They're struggling, but maybe as the season goes on, as the championship goes on, they may pick it up. But at the moment, you know, they're certainly below the performance level that they had last year. But St Eunan's, that's the big game of the weekend. You would expect Gweedore to beat Ardra, so whoever wins at the Bridge, or if I suppose a draw will actually do St Eunan's. But you know, it won't be easy. But you would expect St Eunan's to come through.
Yeah. On to Group B. Neve Connell have been one of the form teams of the championship, just like Milford and indeed Kilkear to that extent as well. 2 wins out of 2. We know they're under the last 8, but they'll be looking to finish with a flurry against McCool's this coming weekend. Killybegs took victory against the Ballybiff Eastern Orlers side on Sunday afternoon at Fintra, which was a huge boost for them. I think it's fair to say maybe Killybegs are favourites now at this stage, going into the games maybe to join Neve Connell in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, a big win for Killybegs, even though, you know, there was a little bit of controversy at the end when the ball was put in the net, but the final whistle had gone in a game where they won by just 2 points. So that was, I suppose, a dramatic end to that game. But the winners of that game was always going to be in pole position because Killybegs especially, they have Dunloe at home in their final game. And at the moment, Dunloe, well, they're only playing to avoid the relegation spot as such. And their form so far, while they played reasonably well against McCool's, like to only score something like 1-3 against Neve Connell at the weekend, that's a poor return at home. So you wouldn't expect them to go to Killybegs and get the results. So if Killybegs won that game, you would expect that McCool's will be really up against it going to Glenties to try and against a Neve Connell team who are probably maybe the form team so far of the championship, yeah. Even though they're probably in a weaker group. So you would expect Killybegs to come through there.
Yeah, we've seen Kilcare over the last two weekends pulling off 2-1s, and they're looking to top the group with 3-1s out of 3 this week when they welcome Termon to Towney. But it's an interesting group D, because should Mallon pull off a result against Bundoran this coming weekend, Peter, it would mean that three teams could end up finishing on 2 points, and it's going to come down to score difference to see who would go out of the group with Kilcare.
Yeah, the calculators could be out, and remember, it's only a number of seasons ago that Termon played their final game also in Kilcare, and I think it came down to score difference, and I think they might have actually got through on 2 points as well, and it's one of those where it could happen, I suppose, if Bundoran go to Mallon and one that will solve the group, because you probably would expect that Termon couldn't pull off a win in Kilcare at the moment, but they'll be hoping that maybe Mallon might do them a favour. And if they did, if Mallon could do them a favour, anything could happen.
Yeah, it certainly could. Just finally then, Peter, on the senior championship, Gweedore, maybe we haven't seen the levels to which they played football to last year, and looking at that and the way they've performed in their opening two games and the way Kilcare have come through their matches and Neve Connell, is it down to those three maybe to see who's going to lift the Dr. Maguire with Kilcare edging it at the moment?
Well, I would say you'd have to leave St. Eunan's in the mix there as well, even though, you know, they still have to qualify, both them and Gweedore. One of them is going to be a very tough quarter-final opponent, whoever finished second in that group, Group A, there'll be a lot of sweating on the draw on Sunday evening to see who avoids that, the runners-up in Group A. That'll be the big talking point. But, you know, we're seeing Dublin winning the 5 in a row at the weekend in the All-Ireland. To win a 2 in a row in Donegal seems to be the big task at the moment. No team is able to retain the Dr. Maguire Cup, and Gweedore have a bit of ground to make up. They probably have the talent to make up that ground, but at the moment I'd say Kilcare probably the form. Kilcare and Neve Connell are the two form teams, both scoring heavily, but both have to be tested yet. They haven't met any opponent of the calibre that they're going to meet in the quarterfinal and semi-final. So, you know, it's still all to play for, but again, we're probably down to four teams.